Terry, congratulations on winning one of the Ontario Tourism Resiliency Awards for the Spirit Horse Encounter. What does this mean for your organization?
Well, this is a very prestigious award to be recognized for our Indigenous tourism and being resilient through COVID. We're still crawling out of that hole from being shut down for 15 months, but the beauty of this award is it not only recognizes TJ Stables for creating this award, but it also recognizes Chatham-Kent Tourism and Southwestern Ontario Tourism that worked very closely with us to create an amazing encounter with the spirit horses and Indigenous lifestyle and culture. We're so proud of our work towards keeping the spirit horses that are very rare. But Chatham-Kent Tourism, Shannon Pava, she worked very closely with us to create this experience, and it's been amazing the teamwork that all these organizations put forth towards us and got us in on all kinds of webinars. We got on some extra training in marketing, all of that. Also made some amazing connections for us, too. So we're very honored to have received this award. We weren't able to go to Ottawa ourselves to pick it up, but Chatham-Kent Tourism was there, and they picked it up and fired off an email to us to tell us that we had been successful with our nomination. So we're very proud of our crew here at TJ Stables, Chatham-Kent Tourism, and Southwestern Ontario Tourism. And we had a lot of help from Indigenous tourism as well. This is showing us that we're on the right track. But these little spirit horses are very important because now we can, with this award, it gives us credibility for our Indigenous tourism aspect so that anyone of all cultures can come here. And these spirit horses become a bridge between cultural understanding. And with understanding comes reconciliation. So it's a big, important step towards reconciliation and Indigenous tourism.
Now, you spoke about still having to be crawling out of the effects of the pandemic. Being a resiliency award, the last 20 months have been really hard on your business. So speak a little, if you would, about the resiliency aspect of being, you know, having to fight so hard and be recognized for that.
Well, these little Indigenous horses, these spirit horses, they came back from only four left in the world and in 1977, so that wasn't that long ago. So they set an example for us that with the right connections and the right people involved, you can come back. We had to really chop, and we sold 25 horses to... in order to feed the rest. Now we're never going to be in our heyday where we would take busloads here at TJ Stables because we don't have the volume of horses. So we had to say, okay, if a bus arrived, what would we do? And that's how this Indigenous program started. So my husband's Métis, so he was a reenactor for many years, so he said, well, I'll do a Métis encampment, and then we have Indigenous partners, and we actually have Indigenous staff. And they said, well, we can do a smudge, and we'll do drumming and singing. And so we put that staff member put that together for us. We also do a tour of the farm and of the horses. So it put together a beautiful three-hour experience for people to come and enjoy. And now we can put everything together and create something that doesn't take as many horses to ride. And it appeals to the people that don't want to ride a horse, and all ages and all cultures.
In having won this award, now you've got, you know, that extra prestige, I guess, and you've got a little extra awareness. How does this help you move forward on to the next step?
Well, the award represents credibility because it was judged by Indigenous Tourism Ontario. And because of that, they looked very closely at the authenticity of our presentation. And so that gives us credibility that we don't appropriate anything here. We get the real deal and get people in that can speak of their culture. And I facilitate it. I get the right people in place. I'm non-Indigenous. So when people come, and it's being open to the European market as well and internationally. So once we, with this award, it gives authenticity and credibility. So people who want to learn and they want to come to Southwestern Ontario or even Chatham-Kent, we have an award-winning experience here in Chatham-Kent, along with we have the Buxton Museum. We have so much here to offer in Chatham-Kent, and we are so honored, proud, and humbled to be part of these great experiences here in our own community.